Jeff Shapiro joins us now for his Friday morning analysis of Virginia political news. He joins us by phone this morning. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Wayne from Charlottesville. I'm up here for a UVA look back at the 2013 campaign.
The recount for Attorney General will occur next week over a period of a few days, and we've discussed before all the possible ramifications and consequences. But we learned this week that the Chief Judge of Richmond Circuit Court has recused himself. Other judges were appointed, and the dates were set. And Fairfax County was given an extra day to conduct its recount.
Yes, many moving parts in this recount, the third statewide recount since 1989. 3 days are necessary to fully recount the vote. Full extra day, Monday, December 16th, is set aside for Fairfax County, the state's largest jurisdiction, to get started, give Fairfax a head start, if you will. Then it will continue for another 2 days. If the result that Mark Herring won is affirmed, the big question will be, what will Mark Obenshain, the Republican candidate, do? Of course, there is another option, and that is to turn to the General Assembly, initiating what's called a contest. Of course, it's a different kettle of fish, a very different kettle of fish. In a contest, Obenshain would have to argue to the General Assembly that the election was improperly conducted and that as a result of that, the result is incorrect and that he, Mark Obenshain, should be Attorney General-elect. No word from the Obenshain camp on that. As for the judges who will be supervising this recount, and any decisions they make are final, cannot be appealed. The chief judge of the Richmond Circuit Court, Brad Cavito, has said he is disqualifying himself, and that is because of his longstanding personal tie to the Obenshain family. Brad Cavito worked for Dick Obenshain, that's Mark's father. Mr. Obenshain, the elder Obenshain, of course, is the founder, or regarded as the founder of the modern conservative Republican Party. He was killed in a plane crash in 1978 as a candidate for the U.S. Senate. And Brad Cavito was one of the last people to see Dick Obenshain alive. Mm-hmm. He has also written glowingly and publicly of the impact that Dick Obenshain had on his life. Ergo, Judge Cavito, in the words of the law, recused himself.
Well, briefly, Governor-elect Terry McAuliffe has again said he's going to push for Medicaid expansion in the Old Dominion, as he emphasized during his campaign.
Yes, and the Governor-elect telling a group of journalists this week that he is not backing down. Of course, Bill Howell, the Speaker of the House, is firing back on, via Twitter this time, making the case, a somewhat rising case, that no problem has ever been fixed with more big, expensive government. Mr. McAuliffe is trying to enlist business in this push. He told corporate leaders several weeks ago in Williamsburg that he would like them to personally lobby legislators on expansion. He says this is good business, and McAuliffe is asking, you know, how can Virginia have a reliable, productive workforce if he estimates one-eighth of it isn't insured and has to go to emergency rooms for health care? Now the Chamber of Commerce is endorsing expansion. The Hospital Association, another powerful lobby, is endorsing expansion. It would seem a stretch, at least for now, given the continuing Republican hostility to expansion, particularly in the House of Delegates.
Outgoing Governor Bob McDonnell is winding down his term. He's traveling around visiting some state facilities, making some speeches, giving a few interviews, and still awaiting the outcome of the investigation of the gift scandal.
Yes, and the governor is in full valedictory mode today. I believe he will be in Newport News. He has a number of appearances on the peninsula. The other day, in a farewell appearance on the radio, he was talking of his accomplishments. Of course, this includes $6 $1 billion in new funding for highways. Most of it's generated by new taxes, the governor breaking his promise not to raise taxes. He is also spotlighting the continuing assurances from the colleges and universities in the state to provide, to produce more graduates, talking too as well about stabilizing the public employee pension fund. I don't like the way the governor put it. He said, we're leaving the campground a little better off than we found it. But, of course, there is this shadow of a possible federal criminal indictment. Some say time is not his friend. Others argue otherwise.
Well, just as some Republicans around the country are calling for their party to reach out, become more diverse, Congressman Randy Forbes of Virginia's Southside 4th District has said a wing of the party should not be supporting gay candidates in congressional elections.
Yes. Mr. Forbes causing quite a stir this week with these seemingly homophobic remarks. He is arguing that a campaign arm of the House Republican caucus shouldn't be supporting gay candidates. Now, there are a couple of candidates who are running for Republican nominations, highly regarded, supported by the Speaker of the House, John Boehner. Of course, this is calling attention to the House's continuing difficulty, Republicans' continuing difficulty in expanding their base. That will be a big topic this weekend at that post-election conference up at the Homestead. There will be a lot of wound-licking. Eric Cantor, the House Republican Majority Leader, the gentleman from Henrico, as we know him, is promising to offer some sort of a fix for the party nationally and in Virginia.
Thanks to Jeff Shapiro, who analyzes Virginia political news for WCVE News each Friday morning at this time. Great. Thanks, Jeff.